This is program number LW2679. Well, some say we live in the age of the blahs. Hi, this is Larry West. In spite of the fact that we live in the age of space travel, a potential thermonuclear extinction, increases in major earthquakes, unprecedented population explosions, some still say we live in the age of the blahs. People are tired. People are giving up. People don't care. That's what some say. We are assaulted on every side. Politicians on the one hand, the press on the other. Advertising hits us on the head, while inflation knocks our feet out from under us. It seems we're told what, when, and how to think, act, buy, and do. And it seems that most of us do what we're told. Got a question today. Are we being forced into a dry, dull mold? In other words, have we lost our incentive, our desire to overcome? At the turn of the century, everyone was excited about the future. The frontier, you see, lay in the distance. And everybody was excited to go see, to find, to do, to become. Today, people are scared. People are afraid to try new things. Are we a part of the Pepsi generation, that is, pop bottle babies? We're smothering ourselves with roll-ons, spray and aerosol, powders and oils. And since time is required for us to really enjoy the quality of life that could be ours, and since we're not ready to spend that time, we substitute so-called instants for as many facets of life as we can. You know, things like instant coffee, instant tea, instant cup of soup, instant divorce, instant potatoes, tomatoes, and puddings. Easy credit, no pain payments, buy now, pay later. Have we lost our ability to be original? Have we lost our incentive? While the cry is for independence, for individuality, for personal freedoms, have we lost our ability to be original thinkers? There are still things to be invented, you know. There are still new horizons. The economy can get better. Spring will come. There are new frontiers. My challenge today is, hey, plan for more than you can do, then do it. Bite off more than you can chew, then chew it. Hitch your wagon to a star, keep your seat, and there you are. Don't let your life be filled with a bunch of blahs. Don't listen to the fellow who says it can't be done. He's the kind of guy responsible for your blahs. Edgar Guest one time wrote a poem about it. It goes this way. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he'd be one who wouldn't say so till he had tried. So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hid it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one has ever done it." But he took off his coat, and he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he had begun it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quitting, he started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands who tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands who prophesy failures. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just start to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it. A good starting place now for overcoming the blahs in your life is your mind. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What you do and how you do it depends upon that little thinking apparatus you have upstairs. Get out of your rut and live. Turn off that TV and build a cabinet or sew a new dress or attend a lecture, you know, like one in church. Go to the zoo. Go to the concert. Have a picnic. Take a walk. Take some time today to figure out why you do the things that you do or don't do. The Bible says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Think on these things. Again, the Bible says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. And you know, really, that's the key. When He's the one you're focused in on, He gives the incentive to look up, to look forward, and to do. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.